Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
There sure were some beautiful days last week. Sunday the 25th was 74 degrees and no wind. Just a typical winter day in Humboldt County. I wanted to go trout fishing and rounded up a group of folks to join me. They were easy to convince. All I had to do was offer to bring the gear, make the lunches, and pick them up in my pickup truck. I jokingly asked if they wanted me to clean and cook any fish we catch, too. I knew the answer was yes. I realized I hadn't bought my license this year, so I went down to the store with credit card in hand and found out they only accept cash and checks. I said, "How do you know my check won't bounce?" They looked puzzled, and since I didn't have any cash or checks, I went home, grabbed a check, and returned to the store. As I was getting my license, I said, "Go ahead and put a carton of worms on the bill." They said, "You have to go to another checkout register. We can't do that here." Even though I thought that a little odd, I replied, "No problem. I'm going fishing and going to have a great day." I dashed home again, loaded up the fishing rods, tackle boxes, shore net, folding chairs, wide-brimmed hats, extra clothes in case I fell in, and a camera for the fish we were going to catch. I threw some leftover pizza, peanut butter, sweet pickle relish, strawberry and peach jam, bread and soft drinks into the cooler, and tossed in a couple boxes of nutrition bars in case we got lost for a few days. I was prepared. The only fishing analogy that comes to mind when we all jumped into the truck was one of sardines, but we were in a jovial mood and it didn't matter. When we arrived at our secret spot, one of the guys started catching fish right off the bat. I yelled over, "Hey, what are you using?" He said, "Wom-woms." I said, "What?" He said, "Wom-woms." I said, "I still can't understand you." He spit them out and said, "Warm worms." Just kidding, that's an old fishing joke, but we did use worms and marshmallows. I didn't eat the worms, but I did eat a couple of marshmallows. So did the trout. We caught 10 between 13 and 17 inches. Great day. It's one of the wonderful things about living in our area. Within just a short drive from home, you can fish, hike, go to the ocean, the mountains, the rivers, have hot, warm, or cool weather in the summer, and enjoy many other outdoor activities. I know some of you were wondering, where did he catch those big fish? Okay, I'll tell you where the hot spot is. I noticed I just ran out of time. Sorry. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.